Hey, I'm Randy Ruff, and welcome to this week's edition of Prep Spotlight. Today, the light shines on Byron star lineman Tyler Ellsbury, a 6'5", 295-pound junior who anchors an offensive line that has racked up 45 points per game this season, leading the Tigers to a 13-0 record and a spot in Friday's Class 3A state championship football game against Monticello. Tyler, first off, congratulations on a great season so far.
Thank you.
After falling in such a heartbreaking loss in the state semifinals last year, how did it feel to reach the big game this time around?
It was a big confidence booster, and then just it was just a big relief knowing that we finally got over the hump of being in the semis. We worked so hard, 365 days ever since that game.
How much did last year's finish weigh on you? I mean, did it bother you last year? Did it motivate you? Or are you one of those that says, what's done is done. I'll put it in the past. We move on to this year.
I'm one of those that's like, it's done, but, it's always a lingering thought. It's the talk around town. You're never going to get away from a small football town like
Sure.
Byron. So I just use it as motivation.
You're also a very good defensive lineman as well, defensive player. You got 42 tackles, 3 fumble recoveries, and a couple of sacks. If you had your druthers, would you rather play offense or defense? You could only do one.
Offense.
And why is that?
I just feel like I'm contributing more on offense, and I can just finish guys and know that once I do my job, it's just a big part of the play.
Up to this point, what has been the highlight of this season for you? Speak first, the highlight team-wise, which I probably could guess what that answer is, but also for you individually, what's been the highlight so far?
Team-wise is just how close we've all come to getting this far. I don't think there's a guy on this team that's regretted coming out for football. And then individually, I don't know really. Probably getting play of the year for our area. That was kind of a big confidence booster being the first lineman to ever do that. So
that is pretty impressive. I mean, linemen, I'm a former lineman. We get no respect out there usually. You do all the dirty work, get very little respect. So that says a lot that they recognize your contributions.
Yeah, definitely.
I want to ask a couple of questions, a little bit off the field questions. I mean, like I mentioned, you're a big guy. How big were you at birth? Do you know?
I was like 9.5 pounds and 20 inches. I was actually one of the medium babies in the family.
How many people in your family?
I'm the second tallest at 6'6", and then the shortest of us is my brother Jake, who's 6 foot, like 200.
So that means then that the grocery bills must be huge.
Definitely. lots of money being spent on food.
And you mentioned that. So you've always been a big kid. It wasn't ever an issue of you had a growth spurt or anything like that. You've been big from the beginning, right?
Yeah, definitely.
What's the best thing about being big, and what's the worst thing about being big?
The best thing about being big, you're intimidating, so you're not going to have guys trying to come mess with you. And the worst thing is you're intimidating, so it's hard to go out there when you're in public to talk to people because they're all afraid.
I notice I'm a pretty good sized guy too. I notice my other frustration is airplanes. You can't fit on them.
I've only ridden an airplane once.
Oh, so. Okay. You're lucky. You'll regret it later on though, unless you go first. But of course, if you're this good, you'll be going first class, so you won't have to worry about it. You've been highly recruited for college football. Kind of rattle off some of the schools that have been interested in you and where you stand in the recruitment process right now.
I have 6 offers right now. Iowa, Illinois, Purdue, Northern Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, I think. And right now I'm just kind of looking at all my options. So
obviously, a lot of them are nearby. What will be the main criteria when you decide, when you make your decision? I mean, will it be closest to home? Will it be strictly based on the style of football this particular school plays, the school's success in terms of where they stand nationally?
It's probably going to be based more on how like the campus fits me, and then there's the life around campus, and then also relationship with coaches. So.
Do you have an idea of when you think you might make the decision? I know you're probably not in a big rush, but
I was thinking probably the spring of this year or fall of next year.
Okay, because you obviously you're a junior, you've got a whole other year to go yet, but you probably want to get that out of the way. What's the recruitment process been like for you? Have you enjoyed it, or have you hated it, or has it gotten maybe progressively more annoying? What's the recruitment process like?
I enjoy it. You know, I get to meet a lot of different people, especially going on like unofficial visits. I get to know all the other recruits that are in my grade and grades above and below me. So I enjoy that part of it, and I also like talking to the coaches. So I enjoy it a lot.
Okay. Let's get back to football here again, and speaking strictly about the championship game now. What do you know about Monticello, and what where do you fit into the scheme of making the team a success and winning this game on Friday night?
Monticello is a very good football team. They pass the ball a lot, so my job is going to be to put some pressure on the QB, make him feel uncomfortable. But as of right now, I just know that they're a real good football team, and that it's going to be a battle.
One thing I noticed between the two of you is that both of you guys have rarely been challenged. I mean, their average margin of victory is like 49-9. You guys have been winning big for quite a while, including last week with a running clock in the state semifinals. I've asked this of the coaches, but I like to ask this of the players too. Is there ever a concern about, maybe not so much overconfidence, but maybe when you haven't really been challenged, are you worried how you might react to when you actually get in that tight situation?
I'm not worried. We had a tough game against Genoa. We battled, fought that one out. We overcame some adversity in that game, so I'm not worried, and I know our guys are all going to be focused and ready to go. We're going to have that chip on our shoulder to just finish the job, so I think we'll be fine, but you never know when it comes to game time.
Sure, sure. Last question. If you could write the script for Friday night, how would it go for both you individually and the team? I mean, are you write a script in which you blow them out early, or you want a dramatic winner? What would the game look like if you could plan it all out for you individually and for the team?
I'd run the football and try and get as many points as I can.
And run behind you, right, the whole time?
Yep.
Oh, you know, one other question I wanted to ask you. I know that was the last one, but tell me a little bit about the relationship of linemen. People don't really understand that the linemen is such a unique group of people, and the way you work together, people don't realize that what's going on there. Talk a little bit about that relationship with you and the other linemen on during the course of the season.
Well, me and the other linemen, we've been buddies ever since fifth grade, you know, and we all started playing tackle football, so we're all pretty close already, and then just going through this run, it makes us even closer. So we have great communication on the line, and just we just know what to do. Sometimes we can even read each other's minds, it feels like.
All right. Well, that was Byron Junior lineman Tyler Ellsbury. Tyler, thank you so much for taking time to talk to me. I really do appreciate it. Best of luck on Friday and in the future. We'll be talking to you down the road.
Thank you.
All right. And we'll return to Sports Fan 1330 right after this.